Thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind, The Week in Review. In the past 7 days, the Fish bring on some bullpen help, pick up a pinch-hit game winner from a pitcher, and win on a special night at Fort Bragg. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have the highlights. We'll hear from manager Don Mattingly in the Marlins front office. I'm Boomer Dangle. It's a pleasure to have you. Happy 4th of July, and let's go. On Monday, the team enjoyed a day off after taking 3-4 from the Cubs. Miami had won 7 of 10 and climbed to within 3 games of the division lead. But it's still a young team with a first-year manager, and there are still 80 games to go. So how would the youth of the Marlins hold up in the competitive NL East?
Obviously, to see, I think some of the guys that you've been on, have heard about them, but they've been pretty good. You know, I've said it a couple times earlier, we're a young club, but we're a young club that's fairly experienced because, you know, like the Yeliches of the world are, you know, 3-4 years into this thing. Ozuna's into his third year. Giancarlo's been around a long time. JT got a year under his belt last year. Justin Bour's kind of coming into his own. Dietrich's kind of coming into his own. So the number of guys that that have been here, good players, not really noticed when you're 20 games under 500. Nobody pays much attention to you. But I think a group that is a pretty good young lineup and has a chance to continue to get better.
Tuesday, the team played in Detroit, and Adam Conley was rolling early on. He tied his career high in strikeouts before the sixth inning. He was doing just fine, but that changed when Detroit hung 7 in the fifth inning. With the go-ahead punctuating blow, Miguel Cabrera.
Tying run at second base, go-ahead run at first with one out. And here's the payoff pitch to Cabrera, and he swings and hits it a mile. Deep to left, 3-run home run for Miguel Cabrera, and a 5-3 Detroit Tiger lead. They've hit their second home run of the inning.
Quickly, the Marlins turn around to play the Tigers again Wednesday afternoon. And for the second straight game, the bats were hot for Detroit's slugger.
Here's the pitch. A swing, and that almost hit Kohler out into center field. What a vicious line drive hit, a low liner. Kohler was able to duck and get out of the way. Cabrera knocks in the run, and Kinsler scores, and it's 5-2 Detroit.
In about 20 hours against the Marlins, the four-time batting champion went 4-for-8 with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. Miami now finishes its season series winless against Detroit. Midweek, the Marlins made a trade to improve the bullpen, acquiring right-handed reliever Fernando Rodney. It came at a price. The Marlins had to see off 20-year-old pitching prospect Chris Paddock. But the move will affect the major league lineup this season. He's got 253 career saves and led the league with a hefty 48 two seasons back. But in his first meeting with the media, Rodney explained he won't be replacing A.J. Ramos at the back end. He'll come in and try and shorten up the game.
Oh, they have a good team. They think they score a lot of runs. I think maybe we have a 6 innings for the start, and I think we, on the 85%, we can win the game now. Because I'm feeling very good, and I think I can do my job very well.
Now, what exactly does it mean to shorten up a game? Well, for example, let's look at the World Series champions and back-to-back American League winners in Kansas City. Royals starters last year averaged 5 2/3 innings on the mound. Their entire bullpen held batters to a .214 batting average. Tony La Russa's 1990 A's lost in the World Series. But that's the team often credited with bringing reliever matchups into vogue. La Russa's starters averaged 6 1/3, and his bullpen stifled batters to a .210 BA. What both of those teams had in common is depth, something Mattingly's discussed at length in the pen this year.
When we've talked about it, there's been a number of times when, you know, we've had a number of guys not available. We've used them all on one, you know, on back-to-back days. We definitely should be able to spread those guys out now and make every, you know, keep it whether you got a couple innings where you're feeling really comfortable all the time.
Through 82 games, Mattingly's let starters go an average 5 2/3. Adding Rodney to the bullpen provides depth to the 2 1/3 or 3 1/3 remaining in the ballgame. Vice President, Assistant General Manager Mike Berger also testifies to the relief depth.
In our opinion, we strengthened to strength. That's the big thing. I mean, it's not as if we addressed an area of weakness. We have a very strong bullpen to begin with, and in the end, we got a little bit better.
Miami is Rodney's 7th major league team. So far, he's thrown 2 complete innings without a hit against him. The Marlins have a team option on Fernando for 2017, too. So So winless on the week, Miami moved on to try for better luck against Atlanta. As Thursday started, the outcomes hadn't been favorable so far against the Braves. Only 2 wins in 8 tries. Adam Conley tells us to not be so keyed in on the results, though.
That's another result thing where people are looking at the record of the team and they're saying, they haven't been winning a lot of games, but they're a Major League Baseball team, and that lineup has a lot of professional hitters in it, and they're all major leaguers.
Conley got his chance against Atlanta Sunday night, but more on that later. In Game 1 of the series, a rain delay sidetracked us for an hour before the Braves scored in the 6th, 7th, and 8th to come back on the Marlins for a win. On Friday, it looked like the same script. A.J. Ramos allowed a 9th-inning run to end his streak of consecutive saves.
Here's the pitch, and a ball driven deep to left, and this game is tied at 5. A.J. Ramos, on his second pitch, gives up a home run, number 6, for Tyler Flowers.
He surrendered the lead, but a tie pushed the game into extras. Still tied at 5 in the 12th, neither team had a position player left to pinch hit. And as to be expected for Miami, that was no problem. Don Mattingly knew exactly who to go for out of the dugout. The guy who always begs to hit.
1-1 to Fernandez. Fly ball, well hit, left center field. That one is going to split the gap and go to the wall. Jose has done it. Rojas scores. Here comes Real Muto. Fernandez standing at second base, staring into the dugout, flexing his muscles. It's a go-ahead 2-run double in the 12th. Jose Fernandez, 7-5 Marlins.
Amazingly, Jose doubled to left center field and won the game for Miami.
First of all, I was lucky that, you know, they let me hit, first of all. But pretty fun. You know, it's not a secret that, you know, they've been playing as well. And we're just trying to win the games and, very important win for our team.
That 12-inning win evened the series momentarily. The underlying storyline to that pinch hit double was that Jose was scheduled to start on the very next day. Now, no question that Fernandez will be in the National League All-Star team, but for the first time in a while this season, he looked human on the mound Saturday. Jose allowed more runs in that outing than he had in any other Major League start.
You know, rough day, man. It's just so funny because baseball is so fantastic, so tough, you know. Gets you back on the toes and get ready for your next start. It's that simple. It's just, you know, it happens, man. This game is hard. It's not easy, you know. It's not easy at all. And they got a tough lineup. And, you know, they're playing good baseball. And, you know, it won't be the last time it's going to happen. But hopefully it doesn't happen that often.
The Braves touched up Jose for 9 runs, 6 earned. But Jose and Adam are right in that Atlanta's lineup can't be ignored. In the last 17 games, the Braves have 15 home runs, as part of 55 total extra base hits. More importantly, Atlanta's earned a third of their season wins in just the past 2.5 weeks. The week's final game was against the Braves, but played in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. On the nation's largest active military base, more than 12,500 fans watched Conley deal.
The 0-1, Markakis hits it hard on the ground. Prado has it, throws to second for the force. Dietrich covers. And out at second base is Freeman, and Conley pitches out of a big-time jam, and the Braves lead 3.
And that play was the only trouble that Adam really encountered. He winged 6 scoreless innings past that hot Braves offense. JT Realmuto finished 5-for-3. He scored 3 runs as the Marlins won at Fort Bragg 5-2. JT brings his batting average up to .314, and now 6 players, including Ichiro, bat over .300. At .272, the Marlins own the National League's best team batting average. So a pair of wins on the week. Past the halfway point in the season, we can start to really examine the standings more. Keep in mind, there's still another half of baseball to be played, and here's a thought Mattingly shared a few weeks back that's held up till now.
I called it early in spring training. I called it the black and blue. I think it's the black and blue division. It's going to be teams kind of beating each other up. That's really a good thing because you get a couple games back. You're not really that, you don't have to worry about it because it's not like one team. Early on, the Nationals looked like they were just going to go run, like the Cubs kind of. They kind of came back to the pack a little bit. I think within our division, you play so many games, you know, the Phillies are going to beat everyone. We feel like we can beat everyone. The Nationals and the Mets are going to beat people. So it's going to be a little bloody in this division. You just got to hang in there, persevere, keep trying to win series, just keep grinding it.
The Nationals still lead the NL East by 6 games over the Marlins in the loss column. but Miami continues to be a major player in the National League wildcard discussion. Now the team deals with New York, who just completed a four-game sweep over the Cubs. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Cincinnati Reds come to Marlins Park before we can relax during the Major League All-Star break. We'll have more for you next Monday, including a full first-half look at the Marlins. Till then, subscribe to the Marlins podcast page and get each daily rewind. Better yet, listen to Hall of Famer Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner using the MLB at Bat app on MLB.com, on 940 Wins, and the Marlins Radio Network.